books. Price worthy. Büchner, Bachmann or Kleist. Almost all major writers in German literary history have a literary prize named after them. Some are very prestigious, others are merely a self-indulgence of untalented individuals, but they all have one thing in common: money. Let's be honest for a few seconds. Fame is fleeting. You can't pay bills with fame. And what good is it to be remembered by the world when you're long gone? Money, on the other hand, doesn't necessarily buy happiness, but it enables many things, such as time. Time to work. More precisely, time to write. That's why authors need literary prizes. Big prizes are often awarded to authors who don't really need the prize money, but whose literary fame reflects on those giving the prize. Additionally, once deemed worthy of a prize, always deemed worthy. Or, as my grandma used to say, the devil always shits on the biggest pile. However, prize money is not tax-free, and in the case of smaller competition prizes, they sometimes go to unknown literature creators, depending on the submission modalities. Scholarships are the other option. Scholarships are for everyone who needs support and usually end up, nevertheless, mainly in the pockets of those who know someone on the award committee, regardless of whether they need it or not. They are also usually tax-free, and there are quite a few in the literary field who solely make a living through scholarships. Of course, occasionally, the right people benefit. Then, an undiscovered talent receives the prize, a genuinely needy person gets the scholarship, or the very young talent is promoted. By the way, there are numerous awards and competitions for young authors, but none for the 60-plus generation, a notable gap. This usually happens when, as with all good competitions, submissions are made anonymously. While it guarantees nothing, it gives hope that the focus is on the text or idea to be honored, rather than what is called Klüngel in Cologne and simply nepotism in other parts of the German-speaking world. When the prize circus comes to Klagenfurt again in June, I would like to suggest at this point that the quality of the competition would surely be elevated if there were a second jury, one for selecting anonymized texts and another for awarding the prizes. It increases the suspense immensely and guarantees a relatively fair competition. Furthermore, I have another suggestion for goodwill or request to cultural policy. Prizes should be tax-free, just like scholarships. On the other hand, such impressive figures as €25,000 for the Bachmann Prize, which in reality amounts to around €12,000 after deducting taxes and social security, are pure deception.